Hello and welcome, Martin, to RegTech Impact. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Martin Schmid. I'm VP Ident and RegTech of FinTech Systems. We are an open banking PSD2 provider. I was part also of the founding team there. And my job is helping companies in their fight against criminals and fraudsters by using bank account information.
Oh, very interesting. In a very short sentence, how would you explain your job to your grandma or grandpa?
I'm helping companies in their hare and hedgehog race against, criminals and fraudsters by using bank data to win that race, finally, against the smarter hedgehogs and fraudsters out there.
Ah, perfect. I got it. If you ask about RegTech today, when did you first hear the word RegTech?
It was approximately 3 years ago when our company used the services of another RegTech company for our own PSD2 license application. And because we needed there a RegTech company. And first, my initial impression was that it's kind of boring with all the laws and companies using all the same passwords like KYC, compliance, transaction monitoring, and so on and so on. And I also wondered why there are so many RegTech companies out there. But then I started to concentrate a little bit more on it, and it felt like that this entire industry, with all the AI technology and loads of regulatory requirements, and all at the same time increasing fraud cases, these companies try to win a race in which they can only run after and react, like how I mentioned at the very beginning, like the good old hare and hedgehog race. And since we were contacted at that time also by a lot of banks and other partners suggesting that the bank data we provide would be a good source of information for potential AML identification, we soon started to put more effort in this use case. And this was like the very first touch point with RegTech.
Very interesting, Martin. But how would you define RegTech? Do you have any definition of RegTech?
Well, yes, it's similar to the word fintech, because RegTech combines two areas. On the one side, it's regulatory, and on the other side, it's technology, with the clear goal, I guess, to use innovative software to follow requirements from authorities, such as AML, and to fight fraud at the end of the day. So for me, it's that two words or two areas are connected to one playing field.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. But what are the similarities and difference between RegTech and FinTech? Do you have an idea?
At least I have an opinion. Both areas are using technology and innovation to improve and to accelerate processes, however, from different angles. So while fintech covers more like the overall financial sector, RegTech is, in my impression, more a subcategory, which refers more on compliance and official institutional requirements. So, but what these two portmanteau words also have in common is that that different areas are connected to one, with the clear goal to produce more efficiency. So it's kind of putting one and one together, and it equals three. That's, in my opinion, the similarities between RegTech and FinTech.
Interesting. If you ask about the value, how to demonstrate the value of RegTech, do you have two examples?
Let me think. Yes. First value proposition, or I would say use case, which pops up in my mind immediately, is identification. So in the past, where people needed to be identified physically in a local bank or in a local store through an authorized person in their need to apply for a loan or a mobile contract, they nowadays have the option of using solutions like BankIdent, which can be done from anywhere in the world at any time by just using bank account login. And the great advantage of these RegTech providers like WebID, IDnow, SignyCat, etc., it can be done without any physical interaction. And this is huge advantage because it's cheaper, it's more scalable, it's always available, and it's at the end faster for all. That's one example, like identification. Another good example for RegTech value proposition can be seen within the rising market of BNPL product, so buy now, pay later product. And the most crucial, important question here is, how can good customers be differentiated from bad customers or fraudsters? And typically the ratio is 65% of all consumers are clearly green and can be accepted right away for buy now, pay later payments. Then there are about 10% which are clearly red due to suspicious onboarding or purchasing behavior. But what about the remaining yellowish 25% who are rejected when in doubt or for whom existing or credit bureau data is of no help? And this is where RegTechs come into play, because, for instance, by optimizing this rate of false positives and false negatives through a second chance loop for those undefinable yellow customers, open banking technology can be of huge advantage. And what is open banking technology? It's having access to a consumer's bank account, by which you can verify his or her creditworthiness in real time. And of course, always with their approval, with their permission to do that. But that's another good example within the BNPL market to provide a second chance loop for all these gray, yellowish customers that cannot be identified at the first time, where open banking can be of huge advantage.
Interesting, very interesting. We are talking about open banking a little bit later. Let me think about the question for many RegTechs. How does the sale work in banking and finance? Do you have an idea or an opinion?
Yeah. Well, it's in general, it's not very different to the sale work to other departments or to other industry areas. However, I would nevertheless put some focus on two major key factors that's always good to have or that's worth to follow. First key factor is sales is not sales, especially in the industry or in this industry of RegTechs and FinTechs as well. We're talking about project sales with a lot of different stakeholders being involved in the entire decisioning process. And the huge challenge is here to catch them all, but also individually and bring them to one table. So that's, I would say, first major key factor here of doing sale. Second thing would be, in my opinion, it's very important to understand the current situation and the problem, the pain point from each stakeholder and the company in total. So what are the requirements? What are the pain points? How are these issues tackled by them currently? And how can the RegTech solution be an alternative to their existing process? And how much money can be saved through that new process? So at the end, it's nothing very new, but it's the very basic sales principles to just not only sell your product, but first to understand the pain points of your opponent.
That's an important part. And we talk about sales work and how it does the sale work in banking and finance. But let me talk about the trends in RegTech. I mean, what do you think are the three major upcoming trends in RegTech?
Yeah, good question. Because it's always looking like into a into glass, but in my opinion, and what I recognize on the market currently is first that in the future there will be a lot more explainability and transparency needed in how AI works and why customers or transactions have been declined in an automated decision process, which means customers won't accept in the future just being neglected or rejected. Let's take that BNPL process again. They will be eager to learn more. Okay, how can we change that in the future? How can we be accepted for next time purchase? So the RegTechs are required to give more explainability and transparency in how their decision process works. That's, in my opinion, one of the major trends. Another one would be that more reliable data sources, such as open bank data, will be needed because customers will need to decide and understand what data they are sharing for which purposes and to whom. That's the one thing, the one side. The other side would be that RegTechs, with having additional data sources like open banking data, they have the ability to differentiate more precisely and more reliably between false positives and false negatives on the other hand. So to sum it up, I would say more just reliable data sources being available for them. And the third part, which is nothing really new, but which is, in my opinion, an upcoming trend, that more platform models where RegTechs not only offer their own services, but also connect and combine different external partners to tackle more use cases will be more crucial for them because their clients want like single contact platforms. So these RegTech providers are required to have multiple services on their platform and to be just a single face to their clients at this time. So to sum it up, I would say explainability, reliable data sources, and more platform models.
Oh, really interesting. We talk about open banking. In terms of leveraging RegTech through open banking, how does this look like in real life? Do you have an example?
Yes. A good example, in my opinion, is all the things around source of funds and proving source of wealth and things like that. So there is that AML obligation, which is, I mean, especially important, for example, in the gambling industry and real estate business or crypto trading platforms. So investigating the source of the money about to be used in a transaction through the customer is often done very manually by asking the customer for their salary slips or account statements. And I mean, you can imagine that this is very slow. This is annoying to ask the customer about their financial paperwork. And it's certainly expensive in terms of internal costs. And here, RegTechs using open banking, for instance, comes into play. Because with using this bank data, the source of funds check can be like processed automatically. The related costs can be shrinked about 80% and the customer experience remains lean and frictionless. And the only thing the customer needs to do is use his familiar login credentials, log it into his bank account. And it's, I would say, a win-win situation because it's a lean process. You have reliable proof of your source of funds against the authorities. It's done in a fraction of time.
Very interesting. I mean, open banking, and if we think a little bit future, to the future, how do you see the future of RegTech companies and the way they are operating?
Mm-hmm.
An opinion?
Let me answer this. Like the way I recognize RegTech companies is that they're all or majority of them are using the same buzzwords, but operate in different areas and industries. And I think it will be crucial for them to define and to address a clear, distinguish value proposition and explain which specific problem or regulatory requirement they solve, at least from a marketing or product perspective. Because if you take a look on a website of a RegTech, they're all using the same words. It's KYC, it's transaction monitoring, like I've explained in the very beginning. But it's really hard to differ them and to understand what they are making different. So I think it's very crucial for them to be more precise what specific problem they are solving and not just using buzzwords what everyone is using. That's I think one thing. And from a technical point, I would retake my point of the platform idea that I think it more and more RegTechs will turn their business model into platforms. Let's take a provider like Checkin, which has a platform for sign up processes, for identification processes, but it's not only their own technology, it's like they are connecting and embedding other players from all over the world in their platform and be then the single point of contact to the clients. And this like fuels that that platform idea. And I think that's very crucial for them in the future for RegTechs to have these services available on a single platform.
Transformation of the public procurement function into the digital age. I think all parties of the global ecosystems, public and private, I mean, should work together. Who globally can, is, are taken the lead in this? What do you think?
So if I need to choose between private and public, if that's the question, I would always go for private ecosystems. Why? Because simple answer, they are more agile, flexible, and innovative. And I mean, their success bases on having strong opinions. So that's why I would go for the private ecosystems. However, if both parties manage to work together, for instance, towards authorities, it would be even better. But to be honest, this is a hard thing to do because we all know public institutions with their lack of speed and things like that. So if you ask me, I would go for the private.
Martin, the last question, who would you like to have a coffee or tea with?
I would say easy question because I would love to drink a coffee with Angela Merkel.
Interesting.
Why? Because I want to hear her opinion on the last days of election time and about her life because she's so like introverted, and you cannot really assess how she reacts in certain situations. And I would just love to have a talk with her about what she likes and about her opinion on certain political developments, et cetera. And that's what I'm eager in. Yeah.
That's great. Martin, it was a pleasure to having you on RegTech Impact as a guest. I would say thank you and have a nice day. Bye-bye, Martin.
Thank you very much.